Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us on Winning Every Day. Today we are exploring a theme that sits at the very heart of our Christian walk, faith. Faith is not just a word we toss around lightly. It is the cornerstone of our relationship with God and the lens through which we view our life's trials and triumphs. In this episode, we shall explore the story of Abraham and Sarah, whose journey of faith, as recounted in Romans chapter 4 verse 13 to 21, offers timeless lessons and encouragement for us all. As we explore this passage, we'll reflect on the importance of maintaining faith in God's promises, even when circumstances seem impossible. Through the stories of Abraham, Sarah, and others who exhibited remarkable faith, we will be encouraged to hold fast to our belief that God is always faithful and able to fulfill His promises. Let us open our hearts and minds to the message of faith that God has for us today. Our Bible text for today is from Romans chapter 4 verses 13 to 21.
Romans chapter 4 verse 13 to 21. For the promise, that he should be the heir of the world, was not to Abraham, or to his seed, through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, the last verse, and being fully persuaded that, what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Today, we are looking at the subject of faith from the word of Jesus when he said to his disciples in Mark chapter 11 verse 22 that, have faith in God. We all know how important faith is as believers. Faith has been the key to unlocking the supernatural. Through faith we can bring to being what seems impossible naturally. Going back to our Bible text in Romans 4:20, when we look at the life of Abraham there, the Bible gave account of his faith saying, without weakening in his faith, he, Abraham, faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God but was strong in his faith and gave glory to God. God wants us to have this kind of faith that doesn't waver. This is God kind of faith. That's why Jesus said, have faith in God. It's a faith that does not weaken or waver through challenges, through turbulence, and through disappointment. Abraham did not feel disappointed and give up despite the fact that he served God and did not have a child. His faith remained strong. He did not seek alternative to God elsewhere. He believed through it all, even at old age, that God will still fulfill his promise to make him a great nation when he did not have a child. What about your own life today? Have you given up because of delay? Maybe you have unfulfilled promise or have trusted God for something but it's not forthcoming. God wants you to trust him more today and stand firm unwavering in faith. Abraham's kind of faith is uncommon, it's against the reality. But faith brings the impossible into reality when it's exercised. That's the good thing about faith. As a matter of fact, that is how to live our lives as believers. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17 that, The just shall live by faith. Throughout the scriptures, faith is frequently associated with our relationship with God and the circumstances we encounter in our lives. The author of Hebrews defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. He further explains in verse 6 that without faith it is impossible to please God. For whoever comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Belief in God today. Believing in God's existence is the starting point. God seeks more than mere acknowledgement. He desires a personal relationship with us, a relationship built on faith. When we delve into Hebrews chapter 11, we see that each person mentioned had their lives transformed by their faith in God, enabling them to overcome their circumstances. As the Apostle John states in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, "For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus the Son of God." The Gospels are replete with stories of people who approached Jesus with various needs, and he responded to them based on their faith. Our personal relationship with God is often deepened, challenged, and nurtured through our life experiences. It is in the school of life that our faith is born and grows. Paul used the life experience of Abraham and Sarah to illustrate living a life of faith. Abraham and Sarah's deep longing for a child tested and grew their faith. Despite their old age and the seeming impossibility, their faith remained steadfast. We all know something about the longings of the human heart. We have our varying longings as individuals. Longing for a promotion we've worked hard for. Longing for healing for ourselves or a loved one. Longing for a wayward child to return home. Longing for reconciliation that seems impossible. We all know the pain of delayed dreams, unanswered prayers, and hope deferred. It is often through these longings and trials that God tests and grows our faith. Paul opens his letter to the Romans by declaring, "The just shall live by faith," Romans chapter 1 verse 17. It is not our works, success, or money that saves us. Only faith in God saves us and ensures our life with Christ now and in eternity. Abraham and Sarah's faith was tested repeatedly. They faced the reality of their old age and childlessness, yet, they did not waver in their belief in God's promise. Like them, we are often faced with situations that seem to get worse despite our efforts, much like the woman with the issue of blood in Luke chapter 8 verses 43 to 48, who spent all she had on doctors only for her situation to grow worse. Sometimes, like the father in Mark 9 with the convulsing son, we cry out to God, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Our faith may be mixed with doubt, but that does not mean we do not believe. It means our faith is being exercised and grown. God continually allows new challenges into our lives to deepen and mature our faith. Each victory prepares us for the next test. In the midst of your challenges today, trust God and ask Him to help your unbelief just like the man. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 4 verse 19 that, without weakening in his faith, Abraham faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. True faith does not ignore reality but faces it, trusting in God's ability to overcome it. I want you to know that Christianity is not about escaping reality, it's about empowerment to face it by faith. Abraham faced the fact that only God could fulfill his promise. Christianity offers us faith to confront whatever challenges we face. Like Abraham, we must look to God and not our circumstances, even when the facts seem insurmountable. Our faith should not make us deny the reality. Instead, it will help us to trust God to work through it. As Abraham did not waver but was fully persuaded that God could perform what he had promised, we too must remain steadfast. We must move forward in faith, knowing that God rewards those who diligently seek Him. As you go today, I urge you to have faith in God. Even when the journey is long and the wait seems endless, trust in His promises. Let your faith be the anchor that holds you steady through life's storms. It is in your unwavering faith that you can give glory to God, being fully convinced that what He has promised, He is able to perform. Today, I declare that God will answer to your situation speedily, and for as many that have lost their faith, I pray that your faith is renewed today by the power of the Almighty. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message. Thank you for giving us the assurance that all things are possible when we have faith in you. We pray today that you strengthen our faith, Grant us the grace to trust you in all circumstances and wait for the manifestation of your promises for our lives. As we go today, give us the grace to remain unwavering in faith, bless us, and make your face shine upon our lives. May your will be done in our lives today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. And for the evening, John chapter 7 verse 32 to 53. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a nice day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.